Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thanks, Paul. It's Blois. I'm back today with the fourth biggest political story of 2021. And I really think it's just kind of how people have tuned in, tuned out, or tuned differently to politics after 2020. 2020 was an intense political year. It started earlier because of the pandemic and our reliance and listening to government. Then we had a very intense presidential race. And people were very tuned in. In fact, people paying attention to the news was the highest that it had been in nearly 15 years in 2020, and specifically political news. Now, the interesting thing is that for Democrats, it really fell off in 2021. Only 40% of Democrats intensely followed the news. Meanwhile, Republicans stayed steady, and they stayed steady at 45%, intensely followed the news. And one of the interesting dynamics that we're all aware of is where people are getting their news. If you think about it, cable news and cable news shows drive a lot of political news nationally. Well, the fact of the matter is viewership fell off across the board on cable news. And in fact, in total audience, cable news is down significantly. And so it just says that with all the channels, with all the streaming, and frankly, with other things to do, raise kids, work on homework, read a book, spend time with friends again in 2021, cable news dropped. In fact, if you think about the impact of cable news on the whole news cycle, but remember that only, 1 to 3% of Americans actually watch cable news every day. On the other hand, much higher percentages watch and read Facebook every day. And so you start to kind of get the picture that people are tuned out in 2021 from political news. In fact, Google searches of the top 10 in October of 2021, 8 of them were about sports or general news stories. Only 2 of them were about politics or the pandemic. Counter that with 2020 October Google searches. All 10 of the top 10 were about politics, the issues, the election, or the pandemic. And so the news appetite definitely was a major story here across the country. Now, in Minnesota, the news appetite was pretty big. We had municipal elections that the whole state kind of tuned into, especially the ballot question on police. We also had the Derek Chauvin trial, which was intensely followed. Now, that's not necessarily a political story, but it led itself to a discussion and for people to tune in and stream it and watch it and have opinions on it and then go to social media with those opinions. And then you know, obviously now we're ending the year with the, you know, Potter trial, and we started, you know, second quarter, April, with the killing of Dante Wright. So there was a lot of big news stories, but people's interest in talking about them and researching them online and clicking them definitely waned as we got back to a more normal life. I'm Blois Olson, recounting the top political stories of the year for Morning Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. Tomorrow, we'll hit number 3.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.